It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we talk to Elliot quite frequently throughout the calendar year, but particularly when it is free agency time. Elliot joins us right now, and he's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. The faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. The Eagles buying a couple players over the weekend, trading for one as well. And for more on that, let's talk to Elliot Sherparks. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Doing great, Elliot.
So obviously, you know, the pace of moves, Elliot, has slowed down a bit, for sure, as it always does, you know, 6-7 days in a free agency. But still some notable things over the weekend. Let's start with Josh Sweat. So he gets a reworked contract. First off, on the Sweat thing, who won that? Meaning, if the Eagles and Sweat were negotiating and they agree to the terms that they agreed to, do you have a sense that the Eagles got Sweat down, or like who won
that?
Yeah, that's
what I figured. It feels to me. $10 million for an edge rusher feels like a discount.
But, Elliot, you tell us. Is that right? The Eagles won that?
To be honest, I don't think either side really won it. Like, Josh Sweat got a reworked deal, but it's not like he got an extension with big-time money.
Right.
He still has one. It's essentially a one-year prove-it deal, considering he'll go into free agency next offseason. And then
the Eagles won. They got him on a
John, they also don't have him under contract beyond this. I mean, Sweat might be really happy.
That's part of the point. They don't necessarily want him.
Well, we don't know that.
He might play great this year, and then it's a mistake that they didn't go longer.
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's why I'm asking.
He's 26, right? He's heading into his physical prime.
Do you have a lot of faith that happens? Which do you think?
Well, I think he's going to get more than $10 million next year in the open market. I mean, Elliot, I don't know who won, but I think Josh Sweat has a great shot to go make a lot of money 12 months from now.
I think he will, too. I think he'll make a lot of money.
So he might have won.
Yeah, if he has a better year than last year and more in tune with this 2022 season, he'll go out. He'll get 3-4 times that in guaranteed money. Now, that'll be stretched out over multiple years.
Sure.
I haven't seen the Sweat contract yet. There is a possibility that by giving him a one-year deal and reworking it, they were able to lower that cap hit significantly. So there is that potential upside. But yeah, I mean, I think the real reason the Eagles are kind of winners in this is that Josh Sweat's still on the roster. I know he didn't have a great year last year. No one on the defense did, you know, that second half of the year. But he's still, you know, about to be 28, premium position. He's made the Pro Bowl. Like, getting rid of him would have made almost no sense unless you had a big-time replacement coming in. And I don't think Huff is enough to replace both Sweat and Reddick. So the fact that this ended, you know, we can talk about contracts and all that, but the fact that it ended with Sweat on the roster is probably why, of the two, the Eagles come out the winner in this.
And what does it mean for Hassan Reddick? Does it preclude Reddick coming back, the re-signing, the renegotiation of Sweat's deal?
Yeah, I think Reddick's probably played his last snap with the Eagles. I can't say 100% because things can change, right? Obviously, people can have a change of heart. The Eagles could change their mind, vice versa. But the reason I feel very confident in saying that is I don't think Josh Sweat comes back or, you know, agrees to like a one-year deal if he doesn't think he's getting major playing time next season. And Huff doesn't come here if he doesn't think he's getting major playing time next season. So as much as they rotate their edges around, Reddick is certainly not going to be happy with, you know, splitting snaps three ways. and I don't think they're going to pay him the type of money he wants.
Well, Reddick's an every down player. This is not Jordan Davis. I mean, if the other team has the ball, you want Hassan Reddick on the field 95% of the time.
And he's Reddick not on the field 95%
of the time. Well, 90%. I mean, he's on the field almost every play.
Right. I mean, Reddick is not going to be a backup to those two players, put it that way. Yeah. He's more accomplished. He's better. Yeah. He makes more currently or is right around there. So, yeah, I mean, I think Reddick's gone. The question is just when does it happen? If they trade him during the draft, you know, obviously, if a team doesn't get an edge rusher they want, maybe during the second wave of free agency. But an interesting note here is if they trade him after June 1st, they save $16 million in salary cap space. So there is some incentive for them to drag this out. Maybe there's an injury in OTAs. Maybe you get more. We've seen how we do this. But I don't believe Reddick is going to be back next year.
Well, and Elliot, what does he get him? Is it a second-round pick? I mean, first off, let me just say I'm bummed. Okay, I mean, I really have wanted Reddick on the team. And Elliot, what you said over the last 2 minutes is probably the most definitive that we've heard anyone say.
It's not definitive.
No, it's not definitive, but it was my initial inclination, not as strong as Elliot said it. But I mean, Elliot, when I saw the sweat news over the weekend, my first thought was, Reddick's probably gone. Now I hear you say what you're saying. So, Elliot, what would they get for him? Is that a second round draft pick?
I think at best you're looking at a second round draft pick.
Oh, my God. Make it worse for
us now. I could picture
it
being some kind of like conditional pick that, you know, if he does have double digit sacks again, you get more. Potentially he's someone they use if he's still on the roster in the draft to move up. I just, assuming a new team has to pay Reddick, and I think that's a fair assumption because otherwise he would be back here. It just, that kills the value of a trade so much. He is a little bit on the older side. The league has kind of shown, and I think incorrectly, they don't really value him the way maybe, you know, we all do on the field, considering his production. So if you had to say, like, if he's traded today, I would guess like a third round pick and maybe with some incentives in there. But I don't think it's going to be a first or a second.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, Ellie, let's talk about Kenny Pickett. He is clearly the Eagles' backup quarterback. They got him over the weekend. Just first off, what'd you think of the move?
So I've always liked Pickett more than most. I liked him coming out of Pittsburgh. I took a deep dive kind of him on over the weekend. And you know, I think in Pittsburgh he was in a bit of a bad situation. They had a terrible offensive line. Their offensive coordinator was really bad. So, yeah, I don't think you can completely judge him off the 2 years there. But from a purely Eagles perspective, they do get a backup now at a pretty cost-controlled rate. I think his cap hit this year is going to be around $1 million. That's obviously, you know, very cheap considering what other some veteran backup quarterbacks get. Then you also have him under contract as well for 2025. So I think the Eagles view this as they get a cheap backup that, you know, if Hurts were to go down, you know, he can obviously go in there. They clearly like him if they traded for him. But I also think this is, you know, a little bit of, hey, this guy has major upside. He was a first-round pick. Howie went and watched him in person at Pittsburgh. And they get him, you know, not super cheap, but they get him relatively cheap. So what, I think it's a bit of everything.
What does Kenny Pickett think he's getting here? You know, the idea that Russ was coming to Pittsburgh, it didn't feel like he wanted to compete for that spot. Is he coming to Philadelphia to compete for the starting spot in his mind, or is he knowingly coming here as the backup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's probably good every player feels they're competing for something. And in actuality, there's no way Kenny Pickett's going to win the starting job in training camp. Like, I think the only way Kenny Pickett, and this is obviously going down a hypothetical road, is, I mean, this would have to be 2020 Wentz for Jalen to be benched at any point this season. So I don't believe Kenny Pickett is competing for the job. But, you know, hopefully we get a chance to talk to Kenny soon, see what he has to say about what happened in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But I would imagine, too, there's part of him that's like, look, if I'm going to be on the bench, I'd rather do it for the team I grew up rooting for. So maybe that's, you know, a little more incentive for him to come here instead of, you know, sit on the bench in Pittsburgh. So, but sure. No, I don't think he'll compete for a job initially, no.
Are you concerned in any way with the nature of his departure from Pittsburgh?
Well, the reporting on it's not great. You know, obviously.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Understatement,
yeah.
Elliot.
Yeah, it's not good for sure. So yeah, I mean, obviously, like if he is going to be unhappy as a backup, then this was a bad trade because he will be a backup here, barring injury or a complete collapse from hurt. So, you know, like I said, hopefully we get to talk to Kenny. I mean, he'll at least try to explain what happened. I would think the Eagles, you know, making this trade, you would hope would have done some research on how he feels about what his role would be here before they traded for him. So. Yeah, but the reporting on him demanding out because he won't get a chance to compete, yeah, that's not great.
What's next, Elliot, for the Eagles? I mean, they've done a lot, but there's certainly still some holes. What do you see on the horizon this week?
So the two spots, I guess three spots I would keep an eye on are, one, I really, and this is probably more in the draft, but I don't think Devontae Parker is their number three receiver. I think you're going to see a more significant move there made between now and, you know, start of OTA. So I would keep an eye open on that. I still think they probably need another safety. I know Chauncey Gardner-Johnson said this past Friday he's one of the best young safeties in the league, but he really has not played the position that much. And with Sidney Brown's injury, I think you probably want to add another safety there if you can. And then one position I'd keep an eye on if they make some type of a surprising trade would be cornerback. As much as they're tied to Bradberry and Slay financially, you know, I just wonder if they want to go back into next season with that same duo. So I would keep an eye on corner if there's like a big shock trade.
Who's Devin White likely going to start next to?
Well, I would think Nakobe is going to get that first initial shot. Obviously, there's still the draft, so there's a chance they add someone there. I think that Nakobe, as much as obviously his injuries have derailed his career so far, he has been really good against the run, and that's one area that Devin White has not been great against, so maybe, you know, they complement each other that way. But there still has to be another move there as well. You can't go into next season counting on Nakobe Dean to be a starting linebacker simply because he hasn't been able to stay healthy. So I would guess right now, Nakobe, but I think there you'll see in the draft them add somebody that will compete for that job.
Ellie, good stuff, pal. Look, it was a fun first week of free agency, and obviously it'll continue on, not at the same pace, but there's still stuff to do. And we'll be pivoting to the draft soon. Ellie, can you remind us what pick the Eagles have in the draft?
So they have the 22nd pick in the first round, and then they have two picks in the second round. They did move back one of those third-round picks in the Kenny Pickett trade, but they still have plenty of ammunition early.
Well, we will crank up draft coverage really soon. Elliot, wonderful stuff, pal. Talk to you later in the week. Thanks, man.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.